AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. If you're returning from the Christmas holiday, air travel appears to be moving along pretty well. FlightAware's misery map doesn't show any big problems. But if you're trying to get around in the Dakotas, well, that can be dangerous. The National Weather Service's Dan Riddle says central and northeastern North Dakota in particular.
This area is the bullseye with 12 to 18 inches of snow through today, and it will be tapering off snow-wise here midday, but the winds will continue.
Parts of several highways shut down in the Dakotas yesterday because of the snow, ice, and freezing rain. A lot of people are remembering pop star George Michael this morning. Wake me up before you go. George Michael struggled with health scares and substance abuse during his life, but not many people knew about his generosity to charity. Several charity groups are reporting this morning that he gave them millions but didn't want anybody to know about it. George Michael has died at his home in England at the age of 53, heart failure, according to his manager. Russia is now saying it's recovered fragments of that military jet that crashed into the Black Sea on Christmas Day. All 92 people on board believed to have died, including members of a world-famous Russian military choir. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
People are bringing flowers to the office of the choir whose members have died in the plane crash. We have seen people bring in red and white carnations to the office of the Alexandrov Ensemble, and mourners are also lighting candles and bringing flowers to the headquarters of two television channels whose journalists were going to Syria to cover that concert.
Russia's intelligence agency says it sees no signs of a possible terror plot, but is focusing instead on possible pilot error or perhaps technical problems with the airplane. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has said goodbye to the troops in his final Christmas Day visit to a Marine base in Hawaii. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley's got this.
The president and first lady visited troops at a Marine Corps base in Oahu.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Aloha, mele kaliki maka.
He told soldiers and their families it's important for them to hear what they do matters.
It has been the privilege of my life to serve as your commander-in-chief. I know Michelle feels the same way when it comes to being able to stand alongside our military families and our veterans.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Turkey is complaining about a lack of aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition for its operations against the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey is wagging its fingers, saying the coalition, quote, needs to carry out its responsibilities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save